hour
of Wildy and Tausch,
which will include trivia and Woe Riley, which may or may not include further voice imitations.
No. Riley, how did that go for you? How did the impressions, your buddies that listen, family, what did they have to say?
Yeah, so Katie. I'm pretty sure, Katie was the only one that gave me some feedback. She was actually hesitant. The first YouTube comment on that stream is something along the lines of, "For the love of God, Riley, please stop the impressions." And she was hesitant to tell me that that was the comment. So she was very supportive. Other than that, it went very poorly.
Do you have any more clubs in your bag that you didn't play?
Potentially, but we're not doing them. We've retired for the time being. It may be a temporary retirement, but for now, I'm on sabbatical.
Just wait a second. Can you imagine Brett Favre goes down and loses to the Cowboys in 94 and 95 and says, you know what, man,
before I took Riley a little bit born. Of rough,
and I just think I'm going to call it because I don't want to take any more heat. Or Michael Jordan saying, you know what, man, the Pistons are bullying me into submission. I'm just going to retire rather than go on and win 6 championships. Is that where we're at, Riley? Is that what we think is the right thing to do?
No.
Or do you get back up, do your impression, and say, I'm only going to get better?
Yeah, but what did Michael Jordan and Brett Favre do after those losses? They went back to the lab and practiced. So I'm gonna go back to the lab. I'm gonna get in the practice facility.
Really good answer.
And get cooking again. So in the future, they'll be back and they will be significantly better. That's how we're gonna approach it.
In front of your like mirror, you're gonna be standing there doing your imitations, working on breaking down the audio film.
Exactly.
The tape.
It's gonna be like the Rocky IV training montage, but impressions.
Robert Tepper playing in the background. All right. Well, maybe we can coax one or two voices out of you just for our own entertainment during Woe Riley. But before we get to that, I want to circle back to the Jordan Love thing because, as I predicted, Tausch, both on the text portion of the talk and text line and in some tweets, it's the media sucks. The media has to be respectful of what they ask them not to do. Reporters, this and that. I'm not saying that everybody thinks that way, but there's a lot of that in the feedback to my tweet about Stephanie Sutton's question. What do you make of that?
You don't invite... I understand there's some vitriol towards the media, and some of it is very well deserved, by the way.
I don't disagree.
This case, no. You're out there for promoting a camp. You're a week away from training camp, and everybody is super fascinated and curious about where your situation is. So you can't ask for all this over here and then not expect to give a little bit on the other side. And again, I think this is just a case of the PR, the camp, or whoever is running this, really trying to make sure Jordan's happy so that he'll come back and do it because they have an agenda too. And they want to make sure Jordan doesn't feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't like it was going to be some adversarial conversation. This was just going to be, Jordan, what's going on? Give us any updates. And Jordan could have... Mike McCarthy, Mike Sherman, every coach always says, you control your message.
Right.
Media can ask every question they want. And if you don't like the question, say, I don't really have anything for you. Or just answer a question that you want to answer.
Right.
So when you do that, that's why I always respected how Favre did it. If Wilson
asked
a question,
questions.
First off, you got 15 minutes of questions you're siphoning through. Just start asking yourself questions and answer them. And what are you going to do? Well, Jason, Brett, that's not even really what I asked. I know, Jason, but I thought your question sucked and I was going to do it this way. So that's the fun you could have with it.
So it would have been more contentious had I asked the follow-up of, if it's not done on Monday, are you practicing?
That would have been fun.
Yeah. And I would have, now that would not have been, oh, I can answer with a canned answer. That would have, I would have even, I will acknowledge, I would have even understood if Stephanie's question had gotten an answer and some jackwagon like me had been there and followed with that, if the handler guy tries to stop it then, I'm not surprised by that, because that is a headlines question. But I would like to defend myself and say, that's what everybody wants to know, man. That's what we want to know. Now, in Jordan's shoes, Jordan's like, look, hey, I'm not going to, that's a hypothetical. We'll see what happens when we get to Monday. That's how I would have answered it if I was Jordan, right? But sure. Again, I understand that there are those that don't like the media. I totally get that. I got a tweet here from Ryan. The reporters were asked not to approach the subject. They did anyway, and the interview was stopped. That's not a journalist doing their job. That's encroaching boundaries. It would be more refreshing to see a respectful journalist, if that's even possible. You can say a lot of things about me. I think I'm a pretty respectful journalist, and I think there are a lot of former Packers players who would acknowledge that.
As much as I'd love to say no, I would I would say that's a fair assessment. Yes.
So that is not Stephanie Sutton being disrespectful. That I'm sorry, Ryan. This is what is on everyone's mind.
No, not even
mind.
A little bit at all.
This is what, and yeah. Again, this you should be happy that this is a question. Because if you'd rather, you could have a dog doo-doo quarterback who can't play, and the questions aren't about the lucrative $200-plus million extension that they're working on for him. It's, boy, they're going to start you again at quarterback, and they really would like to replace you, which is would be the undercurrent if the guy sucked. And he doesn't suck.
Correct.
So
correct.
This is a... As coaches like to say, a good problem to have, that these types of questions
yes.
are being asked. So, again, we'll see.
Correct.
I did want to clarify something. I got a note from one of our other teammates who had listened to the interview as well. The news to come was actually Jordan Love parroting someone else who had said, news to come? And Jordan responded with, news to come. So, again, if we're trying to read the situation.
Did they say news to come? Or did they say news to come?
News to come. If a reporter says news to come, the easy way to continue and get out of there is, yeah, news to come. Whatever. I'm leaving. So, again.
No, I disagree with that.
See,
I would
this
say,
is
it
what
all comes
worm
down
to- can you opened by doing this.
I think if he says news to come, that means good news is coming. Because if there was no news, it would be that nothing's getting done. That's no news.
Yeah.
It's news, but it's no news.
The reporter.
This thing's happening. I'm going to go against
the grain. You're sticking
with
it. Okay.
Oppo Shefty, Oppo Bulaga, and I'm going to say it's going to happen, Capman, it's going to happen quick, because if you remember, guys, remember when Rodgers was going to retire and not come back to Green Bay, and then
he didn't
it
have
got
the
to
guts.
Be Saturday, and all of a sudden, he's coming back, he's playing. Schefter was reporting that same stuff then, so let's just, again, Shefty's reporting, great, go ahead. I'm not buying it. I think he's signed, and I think he's in camp, and I think it's a big celebration on Monday. That's
all right. Again, as first reported by Sports Illustrated and Bill Huber, and confirmed by multiple of us, I believe, Jordan Love did report today. So he did come to the first day of quarterbacks reporting. Whether or not that was never, in my mind anyway, a question. Because other than maybe crossing Oneida Street against the light, there's not a lot of danger in reporting to Lambeau Field today. On Monday, when you're out on a practice field and you're scheduled to make $11 million instead of having a $250 million contract, that is where the peril comes in. So we're still waiting to see if the deal gets done in time for Monday's practice. And if it doesn't, what does Jordan Love? What WWJD? What will Jordan do? He can start wearing the bracelets. Again, we'll have to wait and see. But Tausch, you are now on the record. Prognosticator Tausch. Oppo yep. Tausch. Deal gets done before the first practice on Monday.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. We'll have to wait and see. If it doesn't, and Jordan's like, God, I got to find some other revenue streams, even though he's a skinny guy, not a heavier set fella, he could always go to Fortrea for a while.
Indeed, a bunch of fun studies that Fortrea's got. And what I love about this, the new era at Fortrea is a bunch of different studies, bunch of different stays, bunch of different variations that will fit your schedule and your budget. Fortrea right now. A couple studies, healthy adults ages 18 to 65, BMI 18 to 34, one study, overnight stay, 10 follow-up visits, and 3 phoners. I think I'd like that, the phoners.
You're big on the phone.
Compensation up to $6,805. Another one with one stay of 16 nights and a follow-up call. Grab yourself $8,075 for that study. Head to FortreaClinicalTrials.com today to get started. That's Fortrea. FORTREA clinicaltrials.com.
All right, time now for trivia. It is Wednesday. Does that mean that young Riley Yauch, a native of Riley?
Milton, Wisconsin.
Milton, Wisconsin. You and Dave Craig from Milton College. Does that mean that Riley Yauch did his own version of Wisconsin Geography Wednesday questions? Did that occur?
It did occur. Ooh. I'm excited.
The only thing he didn't realize is that you don't ask any of the questions. I do. So you will play along. It is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, and Riley has the questions. Riley, which caller would you like?
I would like number 8. I don't know if you guys saw the Bob Uecker tribute video Fox Sports did yesterday before the All-Star
really
game.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
Really good.
Bob Uecker's number was 8.
Tom Rinaldi's
so caller 8.
Man. Tom Rinaldi. Best dinner party host or just in. You know, on Curb Your Enthusiasm, they have that middle guy at the dinner conversations.
I've never seen that.
He is the middle guy. He is the goat of getting conversations. I told him, I saw him at one of the Badger games, and I said, you need to write a book on dinner conversations.
What did he say?
Okay.
Who the hell are you?
I'm not 100% sure. I think he probably had to think through. Just wait, what is that? What? Huh? Oh, Andy North. You know Andy North. Oh, okay. I think that's how that conversation went.
And just for the record, I don't think Matt LaFleur is inviting Tom Rinaldi because I think he's still mad that he put on the telecast that Matt LaFleur prays whenever Anders Carlson goes out to kick a field goal. I believe Matt LaFleur was less than thrilled that that was said on the broadcast from their production meeting. So I don't think Tom Rinaldi will be
at his
dinner
table. And I think that Tom Rinaldi would admit that's a fair criticism. That would.
I think so, too. Caller 8 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Riley Yauch is standing by. We will play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Time for trivia. Tausch, you're a big fan of Ace of Base, right? Riley, am I the only one who can't hear Tausch, or is that you too?
No, I pressed the button. It didn't actually go on. Now it's on.
Okay, I'm sure Tausch, you just said the most brilliant thing you've ever
it
said
was
in the
really
history
good.
Of the show.
I saw the sign, and it opened up my mind. I saw the sign.
Okay, wait. Nice work, Riley. Why don't you do a voice or something? Time now for trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Ace of Mount Horeb, not Ace of Base. Ace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jason. Jason Nader. Can I tell you something first before we get started?
No.
No?
No, of course you can.
Yes, you can, Ace. Of course you can.
I'm good anyway. I did not know that you did not like the name Jaybird. I thought you liked the name Jaybird. That's why I called you that.
No,
you got the Fascinator.
I'm fine with Jay Bird. That was a Chad Scuba Chad invention. What was surprising to me was that the guy who runs our softball league, he had never given me any indication that he knew who I was at all, other than that I coached the Cardinals. And then when he dropped the Jay Bird on me out of the blue, I realized he was an avid listener to the show. That was all. So you want to go Jay Bird? Oh, okay. Ace, you know, go right ahead.
Well, you guys are awesome. So you're the Jasonator and the Toshinator, because the Toshinator, he got me the solo stove. And you remember that?
Right.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Wow.
Yeah, he knew who all his linemen were back when he first started playing football.
Yep. And that's all that you wanted was a solo stove, right? Isn't that one of their songs? All that she wants, isn't that an Ace of Base song? I think they also sing "Don't Turn Around."
So are you?
Yeah. All right. Enough of Ace of Base trivia. Let's play Wisconsin geography trivia. I thought you were a fan, Tausch. All you know is the sign song.
I know the song. Yeah, I don't know all of their music.
Their discography.
I know a couple of their hits from the mid '90s. Don't get hung up on some Australian band in the '90s, man.
Up on Wisconsin geography. All right, question one, Ace, is this: which Wisconsin city is home to the National Mustard Museum? Is it La Crosse, Middleton, or Dijonville?
It is in Middleton, but it used to be in Mount Horeb.
Wow! Bonus points?
Yeah.
Bonus points? Yes. Yep.
Not allowed. Check ESPNWisconsinContest.com to find out more. All right. Awesome start. You aced that first question. Let's do question two. A latitudinally, which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest north? Farthest north. Is it Fitchburg, Wanakee, or Lodi?
Fitchburg, Wanakee, Lodi. Ace and Mount Horeb is going to go with Wanakee. Lodi?
Credence Clearwater Revival would tell you that you were stuck in Lodi again. All right. Now, let's bounce back on question three. Tausch, would you have gotten that right?
No.
No, me either. Question three, Ace. Which of these Wisconsin high schools is not nicknamed the Warriors? Not nicknamed the Warriors. Is it Wausau West, Whitewater, or the aforementioned Wanakee?
Which one is not?
Which one is not nicknamed the Warriors?
That would have to be Whitewater Whippets.
The university is the Whitewater Warhawks. Quinn Miners with a big new contract, by the way. Proud alum of Whitewater. But the high school is indeed the Whippets. That means, Ace, you did not ace trivia, but you did get two out of the three right. That means you got three of the possible four entries. Do you have any voice requests for Riley in Woe Riley that you'd like to hear?
Any voice requests?
Yeah, he's got those really good voices he does. Really good.
Okay, so the other day he was the Slim Jim guy, wrestler. I thought he was pretty good with him. Can't think of his name now.
Hey, thanks, Ace. I appreciate that.
We all thought he was Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Randy Macho Man Savage.
I knew right away.
Allegedly.
Yeah, okay. Macho Man. The Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Right. Oh, there you go. Okay, we've covered the voices now, so that's good. Ace, we appreciate you playing. We appreciate your loyalty to the show. Take care, buddy. Thanks.
Appreciate you guys. Ace, there is no, I am not Ace from Stoughton. I am Ace in Mount Horeb. There's more than one Ace. Remember that, guys.
That's a lot of aces.
Pocket
it's a good
aces.
Hand to have.
Pocket aces.
Indeed.
That's right. All right. Love you guys. Have a great day.
We're perfect.
Week on that, I think.
Yeah, we do. We're 3 for 3 on that.
Yeah, nice.
I thought Ace was going to hang up and forget. I knew Ace loves us, but I wasn't sure he was going to tell us.
Yeah, I thought so too. All right, we need to get to Woe Riley. Want to remind you, as I remind you frequently, that Associated Bank, there's a lot of reasons to switch, right? There's obviously Packers Check. If you're a Packers fan, you want to be able to have that Packers checking account with the Packers checks, the Packers debit MasterCard, and the 10% off the Packers Pro Shop. Great. Perfect. If you want to be able to have access to your money early from payday, you get early pay from Associated Bank. You do a direct deposit from your employer, and you get your money up to 2 days early. And, of course, most importantly, you can get the best customer service in the industry. That means if you've got an issue, if I got to reach out to my guy Ben Sorensen, he's there for me. He's part of a great customer service team, and they've got the awards to prove it. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more about all those things. Woe Riley, which may or may not include an imitation of some sort.
Got to.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of failure, Riley.
They're clamoring for it.
The crowd wants it. We want it. We'll see
give
if we get it next.
Give them what they want.
It's Wilde and Tausch. All right, Riley, don't be a chicken.
He's gonna.
I won't
I
relax.
Can tell. All right, good.
All right, time now for Woe Riley.
Discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama bought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Alrighty, I gotta find the camera angle. It's still set on Bulaga unless we just want to see his face with my voice behind it. So
can we see Molly too? Because we did that earlier.
Yeah, she's actually still in the studio right now, so we can go back to
Molly. Let's just watch Molly do her paperwork.
Yeah, just watch Molly and some sort of meeting or whatnot. I think.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I'm back. I found it.
Wow, that hat is older than you are.
It is. I was not alive when these hats were made. Super Bowl champions, 96. Yeah, I do really like this hat. It's got the
covered that game.
Other side. Yeah, it's got the whole the saxophone and the masquerade mask. Yeah, it's very
a lot going on those hats.
It's a very busy hat. That's why I got to go with the plain black shirt. At least
the medium shirt. Yeah,
exactly. It's a regular medium. But anyways. I think I'm actually kind of excited. So there was this video I saw yesterday, and I feel like it just sums up average guys' conversations. It's from this comedian. I don't know his name, but he
Riley, you gotta stay in front of the microphone.
I know.
Having the guy's name is kind of important. These are good tips.
Yep. That I appreciate the help. So this
constructive feedback.
Yes. But you guys have done it where guys just talk about random sports players' names. They'll name their college, and here is this comedian just kind of explaining that to his audience.
Me and my best friends will sit in the living room for 7 hours, all yell out an NFL player, and somebody will yell out what college he went to. 7 hours. That's all we do. I'm like Brady Quinn, and somebody's like, yeah. That's all we do! That's it, dude! Ryan Lee! Let's go!
Yeah.
Eric Decker!
Let's go!
Yep, so I wanted to test you guys, given that you gave me a pop quiz. You gave me a pop quiz with the Nationals players, and I failed.
Okay, before you do this, because I love this,
mm-hmm.
We literally would do this with our teammates. Wow. Some of us old crusty guys would sit around and say, this guy just got signed to the practice squad. What college? And we'd go around the locker room, and we'd put a little money on it, and we'd say, all right, I think I can go and get him right longer than you. Like, and it was a great way to know your teammates. Who?
Like, name that tune.
Yes.
I can name six in a row or whatever.
So, and anyone that listens to this show knows we love naming catchers in the 80s, RBI 3 baseball players. I can still name the Expos roster because That was my squad. I'd have Delino DeShields hit little bunts down the third baseline. And Marquise Grissom would get a – I put Marquise Grissom in the lineup because he had speed. And then the big cat, Andres Galarraga, would go yard. So 100% this is an accurate statement.
Yeah, I know. Me and my friends will do it with random Brewers players, and then we always will say – the name and the position, like the PA system guy, like now batting for the Milwaukee Brewers, the left fielder, number 8, Ryan Braun. And we get a kick out of that literally, yeah, hours at a time. So I have NFL players here. I have 10 of them. I want you to name which college they went to. I think some are pretty easy. Some, I think, will be a little bit more of a struggle. Let's start easy. Okay. Larry Fitzgerald.
Pitt.
Correct. Now let's go to a guy I remember watching play growing up. Beanie Wells, Arizona Cardinals running back.
Ohio State.
Correct. Former Packer, DeJuan Harris.
West Virginia?
Tausch, do you have a guess?
I'll say Louisville.
He was a Troy Trojan.
Oh, we got pretty far. We got 2.
Yeah. we got 7 more. Okay. This is a little bit before my time. Mark Brunell, Packers draft pick, played for the Jags.
Washington.
Correct. Cordell Stewart.
Colorado.
Tim Couch.
Kentucky.
Danny White.
Jeez.
Oklahoma.
Dallas Cowboys.
Yep. He did play for the Cowboys. I'll get a Pac-12, former Pac-12 member.
You talking about like Danny White from the 70s?
Yes. Danny White, Cowboys quarterback.
Who was the quarterback for Oklahoma, the old dude that won the Heisman? Wasn't his name White?
I have no idea. I just know
You don't know Danny White
either. My dad liked Danny White. That's the only reason I know Danny White.
He followed Roger Staubach, but I have no idea where he went to college.
He went to Arizona State. He was a Sun Devil. Okay, back to modern times. Taysom Hill.
BYU.
Jay Ajayi.
Jay Ajayi?
Penn State?
Nope. Running back for the Dolphins and now the Eagles. I don't know if he's still in the league.
Nah, he's been out the league.
Okay. I know he was fairly recently.
Temple?
No, that's a good guess, though. Mountain West.
Wyoming.
Temple's not in the Mountain West.
Boise State played on the blue field.
By the way, Jason White, I think, is who you're thinking of, Tausch.
Yeah. Jason White. I think he was with the Pack for a little bit.
Not to be confused with who was the other Oklahoma quarterback that couldn't throw that the scouting staff.
Josh Heupel.
The scouting staff, they wanted to cut him, but they wanted to wait until Ron Wolf came back from a scouting trip to see how much he was struggling to throw the ball at the NFL level. Do we have any left?
Let me tell you this. He wasn't a very good poker player either.
But was he good at the game of picking what college people went to?
That's what matters. We have one left. This is from, he was on the cover of the VHS tape, the NFL's Hungriest Men of the 90s, Volume 1, Bears running back Neil Anderson.
Oh, you're really fun player. Give me a hint.
SEC.
All right, he followed
Vanderbilt.
Walter Payton.
I'm going to say Vanderbilt.
Jason, do you have a guess?
I'm going to say SEC. He didn't go to Alabama. He didn't go to Auburn.
Correct.
I'm going to say Florida.
One of you is correct. It was the Florida Gators. Great guess.
That was a total guess.
Well, it was a good one. And that wraps up my list. I thought
still time for voices.
Yeah, there is still time for voices. We do have a minute 40 left. Do you guys have any requests?
I don't know what else you have in the repertoire.
Just wait a second. What clock is this that you have a minute?
A minute 40 left on the music bed.
Oh, okay.
So that's that's just what I'm basing it off of.
Well, I didn't even know we did that sort of thing back there. That's interesting. No, so you learned something new.
Some of us pay attention to how long the music bed is, but that's neither here nor there.
So which one have you not done that you feel sucks the least?
Okay, so this one I was hesitant to do just because it kind of makes people uncomfortable, but I can do...
Whoa, Riley!
It's not offensive unless you are a Valley Girl. It's a Valley Girl voice. So I'm still hesitant to do it. We can Whoa, Riley.
Tausch, do you want to allow him to do a Valley Girl voice?
What's offensive about a Valley Girl?
They existed
in the 80s, man.
So then,
like, gag me
exist.
With a spoon,
what do you mean,
bro.
They don't exist. What do you think, they don't exist now?
Well, I'm saying the voice. The people did the voice in the 80s, long before Riley even came along.
Yep.
All right, let's hear.
That is true.
Your dad do it? Does your dad do a Valley Girl voice? Because that'd have been more in his wheelhouse.
No, he doesn't. But you know, it kind of makes people uncomfortable when I do it. I don't really like pushing it out. Like, I don't really like doing it, but because it makes people feel bad. It makes people feel weird because it doesn't really sound right coming out of my mouth. But it's fine. It's whatever. I think it's okay. Like, it's not great or anything. It's whatever.
This is your best one. I think this is your best one. Now, the fact that you had to tell us what it was. Tell us what it was before.
Sure. Yeah, that's
but
fair.
Still, exactly.
I think pretty
preface.
Well done. For someone that wasn't around when that was popular, hey, yeah. Pretty good.
All right,
I believe gag me with a spoon is like the signature Valley Girl line from the 80s, if I recall correctly. But Riley, bravo.
Thank you. And I appreciate that.
I'm sure Jesse's got a lot of other days coming up where he's going to be off so you can start sharpening your skills on some of your other voices as well.
Start going back to the tool house, the shed. Get the voices working.
It's crazy how many days, like, I think we all understand if you take a Thursday, Friday, or if you take a full week because you're on vacation. It's uncanny how many, like, random Wednesdays or Tuesdays he just takes off and then he's back the next day. Like, it's a...
Yeah.
It's an uncanny deal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's golfing today, correct?
He is.
And he randomly came to randomly came to the ESPN Milwaukee Open yesterday with no responsibilities whatsoever other than driving Tausch.
No. I like that. He did a great job. His driving was exquisite yesterday.
Right. Impeccable.
That's it for Woe Riley. We will wrap up the show next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I'm. All right, we're almost out of time. Thanks to Riley for filling in. Thanks to Tausch. Thanks to Brian Bulaga and
Walter
for joining us.
Hey.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Thanks to Elizabeth Shue for her outstanding acting work in Leaving Las Vegas. Tausch, Jesse is at a golf outing today. What would you put the odds at? Oh, we're back to moving the camera around over to the side. Couldn't do that after the show was over, of course. What do you put the odds at that Jesse comes back tomorrow and tells us how he either got or was so close to a hole in one after our stories today?
Zero.
Zero. None. No chance.
Yeah. Wow. Well, okay. 1%. 1%.
Oh, okay. 1% chance that Jesse Nelson either came close to a hole-in-one or got a hole-in-one during his golf outing.
Well, what are the chances we're talking about Jordan Love with a new contract extension tomorrow?
4%.
Okay.
What do you think?
11%.
We'll all find out together tomorrow. That's it for us today. Thanks again to Riley for being our Cousin Sub of the Day. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. It's Wilde and Tausch. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.